Ladybird Readers, Ezio Trott, based on the original title by Roald Dahl, illustrated by Quentin Blake. Ezio Trott. Picture words: Mr. Hoppy, Mrs. Silver, Alfie the Tortoise. Alone. Brave. Backwards. Lower. Tool. Ounces. Way. Mr. Hoppy lived in a small flat near the top of a tall building. He lived alone, and only two things were very important to him. The first thing was the flowers which grew on his balcony. The second thing was Mrs. Silver. Mrs. Silver was a very nice woman who lived below Mr. Hoppy's flat. They spoke every morning. Like Mr. Hoppy, she lived alone. Every day, Mr. Hoppy thought, "I will invite her up for a cup of tea today." But he was never brave enough. There was another problem too. Mrs. Silver had a small tortoise called Alfie, and she gave all her love to him. Alfie lived in a little house on Mrs. Silver's balcony, and when Mr. Hoppy went outside, he could see them together.
"I want to be that tortoise," he always thought.
One morning, Mr. Hoppy called,
"Good morning, Mrs. Silver. How is Alfie today?"
"I'm worried about him, Mr. Hoppy," said Mrs. Silver. "I weighed him when he first came to me 11 years ago. He was 10 ounces then, and he is only 13 ounces now. I want him to grow."
Suddenly, Mr. Hoppy had an idea.
"Mrs. Silver," he said, "I think that I can help. Wait there, I need to write something for you."
2 minutes later, Mr. Hoppy came back onto his balcony with a piece of paper. He lowered it down to Mrs. Silver. She read, "Ezio Trott. Ezio Trott. Warg. Warg."
"What does it mean?" she asked.
"It's tortoise language," said Mr. Hoppy. "Tortoises can only understand backwards words. It means tortoise, tortoise, grow, grow. Say these words to Alfie 3 times a day and he will get bigger."
Mrs. Silver did not look very sure, but she said,
"Mr. Hoppy, if this helps, you will be my best friend in the world."
Back in his flat, Mr. Hoppy thought of her words and he did a little dance. For the next 2 days, Mr. Hoppy went to every pet shop in the city. He bought more than 100 tortoises and he brought them home. They were all bigger than Alfie. Then he made a clever tool. He called it a tortoise catcher. Mrs. Silver went out every afternoon at about 2 o'clock. One day when she left, Mr. Hoppy went out onto his balcony with the tortoise catcher. He lowered his tool down onto Mrs. Silver's balcony and he carefully pulled Alfie up. Then Mr. Hoppy went inside and weighed Alfie. Mrs. Silver was right. He was 13 ounces. Now Mr. Hoppy looked for a tortoise that weighed 15 ounces. He found one that looked the same as Alfie, but was 2 ounces bigger.
Wonderful, he said.
He took it outside and he lowered it carefully onto Mrs. Silver's balcony. You see, Mr. Hoppy knew something important. Children and animals grow slowly, so people do not see them grow. Mrs. Silver came home and she said to the tortoise,
Izzy-o, trot, walk, walk.
How is Alfie tonight, Mrs. Silver?
Mr. Hoppy called.
Oh, he's wonderful, said Mrs. Silver.
After that, Mr. Hoppy changed Mrs. Silver's tortoise every week. The next week, he changed it for a tortoise that weighed 17 ounces. Then one that weighed 19 ounces. 21 ounces. 23 ounces.
25 ounces. And finally, a 27-ounce tortoise.
One evening, Mrs. Silver called up very excitedly.
Look, Mr. Hoppy! Alfie can't go into his house. He's too big.
Weigh him, Mrs. Silver,
Mr. Hoppy called. Mrs. Silver went and weighed him. A minute later, she came back.
27 ounces!
She shouted excitedly.
Oh, you big, wonderful boy, Alfie! Clever, Mr. Hoppy!
Suddenly, Mr. Hoppy felt very brave.
Mrs. Silver, he said, could I come down to your balcony and see Alfie?
Yes, of course, said Mrs. Silver.
Mr. Hoppy hurried down.
Oh, he has grown big now, he said.
You did it, said Mrs. Silver. Now I must buy him a new house.
Oh, that house is very pretty, said Mr. Hoppy. Why don't you tell Alfie to get smaller?
Then he wrote on a piece of paper, Ezio Trot, Ezio Trot, Teg Relums.
Say these words to him now, Mrs. Silver, said Mr. Hoppy.
I'll try that then, said Mrs. Silver. If he gets smaller, you are the cleverest man in the world.
The next day, when Mrs. Silver went out, Mr. Hoppy pulled the tortoise up from her balcony with his tortoise catcher. Then he found a tortoise that was smaller, but not too small. He lowered it down onto Mrs. Silver's balcony. That evening, Mr. Hoppy suddenly heard Mrs. Silver below. She was very excited.
Oh, Mr. Hoppy! Alfie can go into his house now. Come and see.
Mr. Hoppy ran down to Mrs. Silver's flat. She stood at the open door with a big smile on her face.
You are the most wonderful man in the world, she said. Come and have a cup of tea.
They sat and had tea together. Mrs. Silver smiled, and Mr. Hoppy suddenly felt very brave.
Mrs. Silver, please will you marry me? He said.
Of course I will, she said.
Why didn't you ask me before?
Ladybird Readers, Ezio Trot. Read by Jenny Bryce. Text adapted by R.J. Coral. Activities written by Katrin Morris. With thanks to Michelle Port Davies. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, Quinton Blake, 2020. Roald Dahl is a registered trademark of The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited. www.roaldahl.com